Lady Ballers.
Welcome back. We're Sakura Props.
And it's game time.
Yo.
Oh my gosh.
We're starting with a yo today?
We're back.
Who are we?
In the building. In the conference room down the hall from our office.
It's a massive room and we feel so like I could spread my legs.
No,
like,
you can't. It's all glass. Shannon. It's all glass walls, like from floor to ceiling.
Hopefully there's
and
no echo.
We're basically on display for everyone to see.
Yeah, everyone's staring at
so
us.
We're trying to act a little normal.
I am not well today.
I'm so, don't cackle to the mic. I'm going to have to cut your sounds.
I'm sorry. I'll cackle away.
Cackle away. All right, guys. Our friends are waiting in the hall right now while we do this intro. We're chatting with the Coolgans, Alexis and Christian. They're two hilarious comedians who share a passion for soccer. And I think they're the only ones out there who are like us, right?
Yeah, like comedians in the soccer space.
They have the humor. We're calling ourselves comedians now?
Yes.
Well, that's a big leap.
My mom literally says, you guys are a bunch of comedians. So I'll go face
So according to Carly's mom, we are now comedians.
But they're professionals, so let's just take this seriously.
It's true. They are stand-up comedians, and they're hilarious.
Yeah.
But so in 2015, they decided to start a podcast, and they have a series of videos bringing humor to the game of soccer in America. Which is great because I feel like especially the MLS, right, needs some spicing up. But yeah, so they've been traveling around the country. They host events. They interview a ton of legends, current pro players, and they love pizza, I think, much as us, if not more, right?
Yeah.
That's very true.
It's so exciting to see their growth, too, because they have been, like, blowing up in the soccer community. So if you guys haven't heard of them, definitely look them up, and you'll learn a lot about them in our interview with them.
And I'm also very curious which one of them is going to take the chair and which one is going to take the beanbag. So we'll update you on that.
I think you're going to the beanbag.
I am not going to the beanbag.
I feel like Christian will take the beanbag.
I can
take it. He probably has a beanbag.
Are we making bets right now?
Yes. Christian's going to take the beanbag. Alex is going
to
take the chair.
Carly has to buy us lunch if Carly.
Oh my God,
if he takes the beanbag.
I forgot to get sweet green. I'm pissed.
I brought lunch.
I did too. But
I was gonna rain. I didn't want to go outside.
Sweet green, whatever. Sweet we'll get lunch tomorrow. It's fine.
I love me some sweet green.
All right.
Why aren't they
this
sponsoring
is not
this podcast?
Sponsored.
We are so off topic.
Anyway, guys,
I miss them so much. Are they here?
They're here. Oh. You don't have to miss them. They're down the hall.
But I do.
Okay.
All right. Can you please call them in?
You call them in.
You call them in. I'll text them. Would that be good as a candle? Jalapeno?
Candle? No, burn my nostrils.
It would probably burn your eyeballs, honestly.
Do you want this chair?
Close to.
Oh, I forgot.
Do you want this chair cushion instead?
Are you bees? Are
you bees? Like, what's my lungs hurt? She's like, because you're roasting a goddamn onion, you fucking idiot.
I actually cried when I was cutting onions the other day. Like, normally I, like, fake cry. I was crying, and then I was just, like, all day. I could, all night.
You were emotional?
I
don't think that was the onion.
It was like definitely.
She went and wrote in her diary.
Cry? What the?
Like I was like, like ugly face, just like pretending. But this time, it was real. Anyway, that was a really good story that you needed to hear.
I hope we're already recording.
We are.
Nice. That's
we only have we only have 5 mics, so we're getting close over here.
We only have 4 mics.
But guys, it what?
Yeah.
4. Oh, 4.
Yeah.
I was like,
Shannon and I got a 0 on a math test one time. So
we did. I got a 2. But this we well we
but
tried
you were
to
like
record.
That's good, right?
She got a 2 because she actually put her name. Like I didn't even do that.
I had that thing happen in grammar school or elementary school, as most people call it, where someone cheated off me and they copied my actual name as well.
Oh, did they?
I was like, I said to the girl, her name was Sandra. I forgot. I'm like, yo, Sandra, you stupid as fuck.
Bonus
like,
bonus points. For
she wasn't thinking.
No, nah, you good. You living up to your potential, Susie. Sandra.
Oh, man. Well, we tried to get you guys on the podcast like 2 years ago, and it took a while. We
felt like it was
not,
10 years ago.
We got it. It happened. So, welcome.
Actual audio is being recorded.
Yes.
Finally.
I also love how you're leaning back. I mean, you're about to go to sleep.
Yeah. I didn't know this was the.
I'm going to be honest.
I didn't know this was the jazz podcast with soccer girl problems. Should we start just
I
by.
Like your interview.
I also wasn't paying attention, so this might have touched her lips.
Yeah.
Probably. It's really gross.
That's one of the worst parts about being a comic is when you're just on stage and all of a sudden your lip touches the microphone and you have to tell the rest of the joke, but in your head you're like, I've got every disease.
Oh. All right, guys. Well, we did a little intro before you guys got here, but we'd just love to hear, like, tell our audience who the heck are the Cooligans and what do you guys do?
All right, we're both we're stand-up comedians, and 4 years ago
we started doing
a soccer podcast, and now we do a soccer TV show on Fubo TV.
But still also the podcast.
Yes, that's still...
So you're both going...
We take the audio from the television show and make that the podcast. So the way it works out is Tuesday night, we do 2 hours, and the first hour premieres on Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, both hours come out as audio. Thursday night, the second hour premieres on a television show.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's confusing for you guys. It is for me. Okay. But I wrote it down on my hand and I read it.
And you scheduled it. Yeah. This is so exciting. So you guys, they had the podcast first and foremost, and then they just recently got into TV. So, like, can you talk about what you guys talk about?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain. The way I've started explaining it, we've gone through a couple different iterations of how we explain what it is we do. But then now what I just say is we're a comedy podcast that's about soccer. And I think that's the easiest
way
to explain
it. That encompasses it.
Yeah. We always have trouble telling people what we do, too. But that was pretty good. We're going to take that.
Because for us, it's like we want people to know that first and foremost, we're professional stand-up comedians. Like, we both have been doing stand-up for 10 years. It's how we pay our bills. That's why not all of them are paid. You know what I mean? You know, that's why we don't pick up our phone when we don't know the number. You know, that's why my wife is unhappy. All those things, you know? So we're stand-up comedians, but we fell in love with soccer a while back. And, 4 years ago, we were standing next to each other. We got season tickets to NYCFC because it's the local team here. And we just kind of wanted to get more involved in soccer. We knew about it. We talked about it. And we didn't hear or see anything that felt like us, which is probably similar to what you guys are doing. You know, there was no one speaking in it from our point of view or our voice. So I was like, yeah, we'll do it, you know. And here we are on television. And I don't know, just a lot of people don't know what they're doing, apparently. And they're just giving us a television show.
How did you come up with the name?
I already had the name, actually.
Yeah.
So I got Christian to agree to do a podcast. And then I was like, all right, we'll think of some names. Hey, how about Cooligans? And he was like, what? And I go, no, think about it, because it's so bad it becomes good again. He's like, that's what I was going to say. And I wanted it. I knew I wanted to do a soccer podcast just before I got the season tickets. And I had, like, met up with 2 or 3 people that knew about soccer. And I'm like, yeah, maybe we could, you know, if there's chemistry, I'll tell them I want to do a podcast. And one person I thought maybe it would work out, and I'm kind of happy I didn't do it with him, but
he's only kind of happy he didn't
kind
do it
of,
with
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Just a little bit of regret.
He's literally on the beanbag next to you.
Because, you know, it would have been just a little bit better than this. But we were coming up with names, and I was like, yo, what about, like, we're trying to riff on different things. I was like, what about Cooligans? He's like, that is the worst name. And I'm like, I know, right? We should definitely use it.
Let's
run
with this.
And he was like, no. And I was like, And then that ended up not working out. And when I met Christian, I was like, I got a name, you know? And he didn't hate it as much as I thought he would. And it stuck.
Yeah, well, we were in that. When we started, I was kind of in a place where I was coming from. I was working on, like, a variety show at an improv theater, and it was like basically the Daily Show but live or whatever, like, and I was like the head writer on that. So I was already in this place where I was writing sketches, I was like writing for a show, I was filming videos, and then I wanted to do another thing, and then we were talking about this soccer project and videos and podcasts, and Alexis mentioned the name, and I'm like, you know what, there's like 20 other things I have to worry about. I don't even want to fight about this one. This will be the name. I'm fine with this.
Yeah. Imagine the meeting at a web hosting company when someone's like, why don't we call it GoDaddy?
Yeah, you know everything sounds...
Like, the name doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Web hosting company.
That is very
doing?
True, and I never questioned GoDaddy.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I was like, sure, this is where I go for websites.
Yeah, because it's Danica Patrick selling it to you. So you're like, all right, it all makes sense. I'm good with it.
So, yeah, I'm not going to argue with it. But, like, what was somebody doing the Running Man at a company party? And they're like, oh, Daddy. And that's it?
Wait, so is the Cooligans from the word hooligans?
Yeah. It's like a dumber version of hooligans.
Yeah. I really like it.
Yeah,
I
enjoy
think
it.
You guys did a good job.
Thank you. I have a question. Really? I have a question. How did you guys meet?
We met doing stand-up.
So, no, we were both just stand-up comics. And, you know, when you do stand-up, you do, like, multiple, there's multiple shows every night that you could run to and go to. And we've just always crossed each other's paths. I've said this on a bunch of other podcasts. I didn't like him when I first met him.
Really?
Yeah, he did a show with two friends of mine. And he's the only one I didn't know out of the three. And I show, it was at a hotel. It was called Get a Room. And I was like, oh, look at who these people think is special. We're on a show in a room. You'll find out about this. About me. I think everyone's an enemy until they're a friend. When I got there, he was like wearing a suit. And he looks like he's 12 forever, you know. And he's got this like, he's just beautiful. And I was like, yo, I don't like this guy, you know. And he kept like fixing his blazer. I was like, ugh, I get it. You fit in suits, you know. Oh, you're so special.
Yeah, yeah. And there was the just arrogance. Yeah,
just the balls on this kid. And there was just something about him that I didn't like right away. And then I invited him to my place to do my podcast, and he had his
podcast. Though you didn't like
even
him.
Though you didn't like
That's
him.
Like today. Same
yeah,
thing.
Of course. Still don't like him. You know, don't respect him either. No, I invited him over because we had like one or two conversations that were kind of cool, and I was like, all right, maybe, you know, maybe I'm loosening up a little bit. And then he showed up, and then he just destroys me on FIFA in front of my wife in my own apartment. Just constantly, like, one after another. Like, I celebrated a draw. You know what I mean? Like, that's how bad it was. And I was like, yo, this kid is mad disrespectful. He's just beating me in my own house. And that's when I was like, I think I like him. You know?
It's so twisted, but I love it. It's a beautiful love story.
Yeah,
really.
My wife is like, you need to play the game more. You know?
Yeah. I had no...
That was your first play date.
Yeah. And I had no problem with Alexis. I thought he was just a fine person. I don't know.
A gem.
Didn't know him.
Seem like you would play good cop, bad cop. Like, Christian's clearly like the innocent.
I mean, it's mostly good cop. Good cop.
Is a degenerate.
Yeah. Good cop, very corrupt cop.
Okay, so we wanted to talk about how we met also. We met back
in. I was
going to
say, I think the world assumes you all played on the same team.
Yes. Well, no.
How
we
met them, not them met each other. It's their show.
Oh,
I'm sure
they brought you here to talk about how we met.
I thought she was like, Shannon's like, right now, it's my turn.
Carly's like, hey, Rabbi, just look at my engagement ring right now. We're going to talk about it for a little bit.
So I'm glad you guys talked. I wasn't paying attention. Now it's my turn.
Well, we only met a few years ago, right? But I feel like we've known you guys forever.
Yeah.
I think Miami is how we all met.
Miami. That's our first.
What was it?
The Neymar Five.
Neymar.
Daniel got hit.
Yeah.
Daniel got hit.
Wait, I love the kid. He knows this. New drop for you, Dan.
So we were covering this event with Red Bull, and like, we're here for social media coverage, just showing, you know, the Lady Ballers what's going on at this event, because it was actually the first time that I think they had a girls section of the tournament.
That's right.
You guys.
Was that your first time at the tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you guys, were you emceeing at this time?
No, so we emceed
the
New York one, the one at outside of Rebel Arena. And then they invited us to the one in Miami to basically do kind of similarly to what
like
you were
that,
doing.
That blonde dude, I don't know his name. He was like a former player.
Was it the, it was Lady Ballers.
No.
Yes.
It was.
He actually created, well, no, we didn't. He created Lady Ballers. And that's what we call our fans Lady Ballers.
We're never
going to be like, Lady Ballers in the building. That was like in Vancouver.
Years
ago.
Cool.
Literally.
He coined the term?
We're not giving him
credit. He just said it so many times that we embodied it.
We were like, that's stupid. And same thing like Cooligans. We're like, oh, now we kind of like, now it's funny. But
yeah.
And now our fans are called the Cooligans.
Oh, okay. That's pretty dope.
Makes sense. Not giving us credit for that either.
That's cool. I also just got three laptops and three cell phones. That's pretty cool, you guys. We going to steal from each other? Is that what we're going to do?
So, like, what are you, besides, so you guys also do events, like we were saying, we met you guys at an event, but you guys, I know, get hired to do events and stuff like that. Like, can you talk a little bit about that?
That's been, I guess, when we started doing this, we sort of
we
didn't...
We always knew that was the thing we wanted to do, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't... We didn't know, like, how quickly that transition would happen. Like, people started hearing the podcast, and then there's a natural progression in that. The fact that we were already stand-up comedians, we had already hosted shows and hosted events. And
wildly comfortable on stage.
Yeah, so it's not a thing that was foreign to us. And then... Sort of introducing kind of the comedic angle or comedic host to the soccer world has been really, really fun. Like when we went to North Carolina and hosted the ICC House of Soccer event, so we got to like interview Arsenal players. Megan Rapinoe was head coach Ron Rivera from the Carolina Panthers. Like, but in front of, you know, 2,000 people, and we could make jokes and have
fun.
And
everyone's late, and we were riffing. I think for Megan Rapinoe, we were riffing for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, but like people were waiting for her to show up. And it was like 95 degrees outside, and two comedians are up there joking around.
Went. They said you guys were amazing.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't know if those people are true, but thank you. Is that real?
My friend Andy, he introduced himself to you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did meet him.
He was like very pumped.
So that was awesome. And then just the fact that, look, we obviously getting to use our skills that we've learned in comedy for years. And then we also love soccer and getting to kind of share that stuff, those experiences with people. It's just been unreal. It's been awesome.
Christian and I have a very different energy. I don't know if you guys know this.
Okay. No, I haven't noticed it.
Like Christian's like, yo, it's so cool that we're getting these opportunities. I'm like, we should have got these opportunities years ago. Like, I swear to God, like,
I feel like that's kind of us too.
We put out our first episode and then I like saw something come up of like this person is hosting this. I'm like, yo, that's garbage. Look at what we just did. And I'm like hitting the upload button. Like, that's been my energy from the beginning. Like when we started, I was like, yo, we're gonna take down this YouTube channel. And we're gonna take down this YouTube channel. Like, I had a war room, you know what I mean? And Christian's like, why don't we just put out dope shit? I'm like, right, and they won't expect it. You know what I mean? Like, no, you know?
But like, opposites attract. Like, you guys work so well together, I feel like.
Yeah.
And also, too, like, I was just going to say about the events, I love that you guys bring in the comedic element because those things can get boring.
Yeah.
Like, you guys engage the audience, and it's so much fun. And it goes, like us, too. Like, on social media, I think the comedy actually brings people together and can relate more. And I think that's awesome.
And especially when you're interviewing people because they get the same interviews, right? Every single time, the same questions.
Yeah.
So then when they talk with you, I'm sure Rapino was like pumped like, to be able to have like laughs with you guys, right?
Yeah. I think the one moment where that probably shined the brightest for us was we got invited to FC Dallas to interview. They set up a conference room with a bunch of players coming in at different intervals for us to interview. Like, we didn't have to do anything. And the last one was the coach. So it was Reggie Cannon, who now plays for the men's national team as well, and then coach Oscar Pereja. And Reggie Cannon, someone had given us a note that he was a big Eminem fan. So we basically, the entire interview, just shit on him for liking Eminem. We just like made him defend Eminem the whole time. And it was funny. He was laughing his ass off. He's like smacking the table. And then as he leaves, Oscar Pereja was standing there on the other side of the door. When he walks in, he's like very cold. He's like, I only have 5 minutes. And he sat down and we started joking with him. And his handler was like, 5 minutes is up. And he was like, no, I'm going to keep talking.
Love it.
And at the end, he was like, you know, I was going to leave here and actually send like a note to Reggie Cannon that you shouldn't be laughing the day before a playoff game because you're doing a radio interview. You should be serious and focused. He goes, but now I see why he was laughing. He's like, you guys should interview all the players before big games.
Yes.
And
I'm like, it'd de-stress him.
I'm like, there's the moment where I saw someone switch and be like, oh, what was happening before we came along would have been seen as disrespectful or as not focused. And now people see as somewhat of a value. Yeah. So hopefully that continues. Hopefully that's something that people are listening to right here. I don't know, you know, if you have money in your pocket and you want to give it to us. But like, hopefully that's something that continues because we're still fighting that thing of like, why should we hire comedians?
Yeah.
This is soccer. We still get that. It's insane.
Well, you guys are literally creating the job, like a different
job.
Yeah,
like
job.
You got nothing kind of, exists like you guys. Yeah.
We're trying. We're like, we're still having to like educate people. Like, I think a lot of it for us has been word of mouth. Like, one person will hire us for something. Like, the moment somebody took a chance on us, it opened up doors. You know, like, oh, okay, I saw value. Or, hey, I was there at that event and I saw you guys were funny. Do you want to do this? And I think what also helps us is sometimes people are like, you want to do this for money? Well, no, we're going to go hire somebody else. And then maybe they're not a comedian or maybe they don't have the experience you guys have of being in front of audiences and they just don't get anything out of it. And they're like, okay, maybe
now
we do need to spend some money on that. Yeah.
I think one of my favorite memories was when we were at that rooftop event for the ICC, the street soccer, and you just took the mic and started emceeing.
Oh, right. Yeah. I wasn't there. I wasn't there for this. Yeah.
Susan just like Sarandon loving event. You.
That's one of my favorite moments. So,
but that was unplanned.
Completely unplanned.
Oh, it was so crazy.
It's packed. Like, everyone's standing
we're
around
just
the
eating
sidelines.
Doritos, like, shooting the shit. Yeah. And all of a sudden, like,
all
a turn, and you're
I'm
like,
is that his voice?
You're, like, ripping on Alexi Lawless playing. I was like, yes, this is amazing.
I'll never forget. I was trying to get upstairs because I was late, and so were you guys. You guys were there. Christian
and it was like
be there.
A labyrinth trying to get upstairs.
So the one security guard's like, I can't let you up. The security guard's like, I also don't have a list. And I'm, like, arguing with the security guard, and I look over, and maybe less than a foot away from me is Susan Sarandon, And I just tap her on the elbow and I go, hey, what's up, Suze? You going upstairs? And she's like, yeah. I was like, cool, I'll go with you. She's like, okay, sweetie. And then it ended up not exactly working out, but I turn around, I see all three of the side girl problems. I go, what's up? And Shannon goes, you know Susan Sarandon? And I go, no, I've never met her a day in my life. She's like, you just touched her on the elbow. I go, I called her Suze. I was like, I think I'm going to die.
I genuinely thought that you had known her for years, yeah. and that we were like not allowed to go on the road. Yeah. Like that's how I felt. So
she was like your aunt or ex-girlfriend. Yeah, I wasn't sure, or both.
Like,
I don't know.
Let him on, sweetie. Come in with me. And the security guard's like, please don't do that. I'm going to get fired. It's the only reason I didn't go.
That was amazing.
But I remember they said, when you go upstairs, stay to the left. Don't cross over the field. Don't go to the right. I saw Judah Freelander on the right. I crossed over the field. Yep. I went to the right. I didn't stay on the left. Next thing you know, I'm on microphone for like an hour.
That
and
was
I just kept saying Cooligans over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
You took the opportunity. Plugs. You're like, if I'm doing this for free, I'm plugging us yeah. right now. All the time. You're like, and if anyone hasn't heard of us before.
It was great.
It was great. I think the lady from ICC was like, who are you? I go, I'm Alexa. She's like, yes, of the Cooligans. You said it 17 times. I was like, yeah.
But
that's
I mean,
how we got the ICC event.
But isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You just put yourself out there and you get a new.
Yeah, and
you
I
know.
Think that's where this sort of balance works out, because Alexis has absolutely no shame whatsoever. and I'm a normal human being who does, you know. I grew up going to church. So yeah.
I grew up taking the dollars out of that.
What was this, free money?
Instances like that. Because there's been instances when he's gone too far and he pisses people off and then I have to go and fix it. So
that is a lot of it.
You guys should have. You guys,
this is like a therapy session. You guys are like talking now.
Yeah, this is couples therapy on Showtime.
So I think for us, I think the biggest thing that I've had to learn, like, I've been with my wife for a long time, and sometimes I'll say something, and then I see her go talk to those people, and like, oh, okay. They were upset, but she'll like mitigate that damage. I think Christian now has taken that role.
Yes.
So a lot of times I'll see like, yes, and Christian be like, no, I spoke to them, and they're fine with everything. Please don't send another email. Because I don't think I have a short temper, but I am willing to show it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't get angry, but I'm like, I demand things when I think it's right for us. So I think our energy together is perfect. Like I'll see people specifically ask Christian a question, especially like our agent. They'll be like, hey, Christian, what are your thoughts on? Because they don't want to hear my reaction just yet. And I'm like, all right, fair.
Something though to come out of that is that, and I think our fans would love to know, like, take this piece of advice, but like, know your value and don't back down. If you truly think that you are valued at a certain thing, like, I think that's just such a good piece of advice. Like, even going into jobs, like, women especially now, like, when they get jobs, they're maybe not paid as much. But if you know your value and you fight for it, you're going to get what you want. Just, so like, speak up. And
absolutely.
I think that's so crucial.
Exactly. So steal that mic. MC yeah. an yeah. event you weren't hired for.
And bring
just show your
audience.
Worth, man.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, if you don't toot your own horn, you won't hear any music. And wow. I also grew up in a house with
all women. I'm
going to
get that tattooed on me.
which we're going. I grew up in a house of all very strong women. Like, it was just my grandfather was the only dude in the house. It was my aunt, my grandmother, my sister, my mother, and all four like hardcore strong women. So if your audience is a lot of women, especially young, the best advice I could give you is, one is, you're always anyone. And I think this for me as a minority, as someone who's Latino, like, sometimes you'll be given a task or you'll be given a job and they'll be like, you should be thankful you have this. And I think that happens a lot.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
When I was in the corporate world, I saw that all the time. You'd be like, oh, you should be thankful you're my secretary. You should be thankful you're my assistant. I'm like, well, not with me. Because if you're a person, you're a person. You may be given that opportunity. Go take the opportunity you want. Go show people you're worth more than that.
That's great.
And that we do that as comedians, because you're always, you know, oh, we'll give you 2 drink tickets for a show. Look, if it's a show that's nearby or I want to do it or something like that, yeah, I'll do that. But every once in a while, you're beginning an opportunity. You're like, nah. I deserve to pay. And sometimes you gotta speak up for yourself.
What's your piece of advice?
No, I mean, I can only reiterate that. Like, you know, am I as aggressive as Alexis? I'm probably a little bit more low-key. but I do think, what Carly was saying, like, knowing your value, I think, is important. Even we, you know, Alexis and I, even we don't always agree on exactly how we should handle things, or there's opportunities that he wants to take that I don't, or I, you know, I think this is what our value is or whatever. It's not about necessarily agreeing on everything, but knowing and just having having your own belief. And you learn this as a stand-up comedian where we work together doing Cooligans, but as stand-up comedians, we're individual people and mm-hmm. we have to figure out kind of the lay of the land on our own. And only you can decide. No one is going to help you. No one's going to say, like, you should be paid $1,000 for this, because it's really just like, I always loved, there's a comedian, Christian Finnegan, who was on, he was on Chappelle's show. He was on the Mad Real World sketch. I don't know if you remember that mm-hmm. one, where the one white guy was with all the black people in the real world or whatever. But he told me, he was like, you get paid for all the shows that you do for free. Right, so he spent the first decade of his comedy career basically working for free, and then now when he gets an opportunity, he's like, "Well, I demand a lot of money, but I put in the work for years." So that's sort of how I feel. Even in this soccer space, I'm like, I've been doing comedy 10 years. I'm not gonna ask for nickels now because I put in so much time, so I know my value and I know what I have to offer even in the soccer space. Mm-hmm. So I'm confident in sort of demanding or asking for what I feel I'm worth.
And you're not letting other people decide that for you.
Correct. Right. Yeah.
We're different also with strategy sometimes. Like, I'm like, no, let's do this because we're gonna bang them over the head over here. And Christian's like, why don't we just make money on both? Like, well, sometimes when we talk, it's like, okay, it feels much more like a strategic meeting. Or even if it's arguing, like, we both are very passionate about the points we hold. But it's like, we understand, like, I've been married long enough that I understand, like, sometimes, like, when you're married, like, that marriage is like a living thing that you both trying to keep alive. It's like a plan. You know, like, you do things for the marriage. This relationship, this partnership feels
like, you
guys like
are married.
Well.
It's all right.
100%.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're all married.
Like, yeah. whatchamacallit? Like, I view Cooligans as, like, this living, breathing thing that we're both half in on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's like we had a kid, but we're not in a relationship. But we're, the only reason we get back together is for the kid. It feels like that sometimes. Like,
beautiful.
I don't.
You were gonna say that.
You love
that.
Yeah.
Wow. Whole broken household. Am I the only one?
What a lovely analogy.
We went halves on a baby. So, like, I view as, like, sometimes I'm willing to compromise because it's for Cooligans.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I wouldn't, on my own, I wouldn't do this thing. And mm-hmm. I think Christian would do the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's good. You find that happy medium, and that's where a lot of, like, your good ideas come from, right?
Sure.
And I think that's the same thing with us. And teams in general, like, you're not always going to agree. But, like, if you hear other people and, like, kind of take it in, you can find that middle ground.
Yeah. Also, too, like, relating it back to soccer, like, sometimes you need to sacrifice your own freaking, like, you know, things that you want for the better, outcome of the team. And I think that goes for partnerships, relationships, groups, like anything like that. It happens on the field and like in real life, and it's proof here. So
and
that's,
we're also
awesome.
Willing to sacrifice a lot, like someone who has maybe not the clearest shot at goal, but passes it off to someone. They don't get the goal tally, but they get the assist.
Yeah.
And everyone celebrates with the person who scored the goal. Like, a lot of times we'll tee each other up. Like,
yeah.
I know what Christian's joke thought process may be. He understands what mine is. So a lot of times we'll say something so that the other person, not specifically shines, but we know, like, oh, this is perfect for Christian right here.
You give
him
the assist.
And a lot of times they'll be like, yo, Christian, that was hilarious. You know what I mean? I'm
yeah.
like, I don't feel any type of way because that was Cooligans that was funny in that
mm-hmm.
moment. So for me, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Playing to each other's strengths. And it's so true. That's how we work, too. Like, we each have a different, I feel like Alana always says, like, I know who tweets because I can tell
the
personality, like what they're saying and all that stuff. And it's like, we play to each other's strengths, and it somehow like makes the dream work. Like, it makes everything work.
At least
do your fans know that when you like who's
immediately
saying
as soon as there's 18 spelling errors,
all
it's
capitals?
Definitely Alexis.
That's me.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, I didn't know this was an English test in 280 characters.
When they like correct you, because sometimes you just like don't have time to double check these different sentences.
My brain is like, say it, it's funny. Say it. Done.
So
and then
funny.
I look and I'm like, well, that's hieroglyphics.
You're like, crap.
Cool word. I just invented a new language. The best is Christian will send me the hand over face emoji sometimes, and I'm like, well, what happened? Oh, it was me.
Also, Shannon's P key wasn't working for like years.
Oh,
last time we were here.
Literally last time.
Yeah,
it's
a
whole new world having all my keys.
Yeah. In email, she'll copy and paste the P, but it would be a size smaller.
A different size.
Every email.
Like
even
a,
if
like
I would
SoundCloud
change, even
rapper.
If I changed it. That was the worst. So I got a new computer. But all right. Well, one thing I want to ask, who's your favorite person you've ever interviewed?
Allie Krieger.
Okay, that's what
it's,
I was going to say.
Allie Krieger is, I, you know.
But why?
You know what? It's hard to explain. Like, I've always admired her. As a player, I told her, I'm like, you're one of my favorite soccer players of all time. And she's like, no, you're lying. I'm like, you want me to go into detail? Like, yeah. Like dead ass. Like, you're amazing. But, like, I've always liked how she carried herself. And there's something about, like, I've seen her do, like, some media. She did some stuff for, like, Bein in the past. And I'm always like, nah, I've heard her in interviews. She has more personality than that. So I always felt it like a quest to get her on because I admired her so much.
And try, like, pull her, like,
but I'm like, I know we could have, like, a chill conversation with her. And it was better than I even expected. She's funnier than comedians we've had on our show. She's by far the funniest person.
Like, what's her humor like?
She just riffs.
To that interview.
She riffs with you.
She riffs, yeah.
There's so many people that will make a joke and then maybe they'll sit back and laugh at it or they'll be like, wow, that was fast. Not her. Her brain's like, oh, what else could I say?
Yeah. She like in improv, they yes and, right? It's the yeah, it's like adding on to the joke, not just immediately agreeing with whatever you said, even if it's a ridiculous thing Alexis said or whatever, and just adding to the joke. And she is such a natural. To the point where you're like, have you done like some sort of performance or something?
Maybe
like,
she'll do that next.
She was just really, really funny. Like, awesome. And also just incredibly kind and warm. And I mean, we've definitely had other... there's been incredible guests that we were just like, how in the hell? Yeah. You know?
Giuseppe Rossi, I was like, he's actually here.
Yeah just have Rose Lavelle.
We
and just
the
like,
first question we asked him was about picking Italy over U.S. Like, no one, he's never answered the question.
You literally,
and
yeah.
I went right at it. I'm like, look, we got to ask, you know?
Yeah.
And he answered it. Like, that kind of stuff. Rose Lavelle, just before the World Cup, first place she's ever done media, like
that's
as a
crazy.
Media day, was us. Like,
that
those things
crazy.
Were
crazy.
Like,
and that's before
like,
Rose is big. Like,
Yeah.
When she scored in the final. In the World Cup final, people were tweeting at us.
At
like,
us,
it's
yeah.
because of you guys.
It was like, it's like watching your kids score. Like, I'm so proud
no,
of her.
But I was, even when she scored that goal, I was like getting fun. Emotional.
Yeah,
I was just like, it felt like my daughter, you know, like reaching this incredible feat.
But this is so good. It's so cool that you guys are actually interviewing female players because we want more exposure for the players because people get to know them more and like you fall in love with them. Like, you build those relationships.
Well, I mean,
to be honest, I was like smitten with Ally Krieger. Yeah. Like, when she left, I'm like, I just want to be around her all the time. Yeah. You know,
you guys asked to get invited to her wedding.
We are begging.
We're trying. We're hoping.
How's that going? I want you guys
to
get invited.
No, we haven't heard any word yet.
Has your agent reached out? Like, what's going on?
We've got everybody possible reaching out.
We have to make this happen.
Well, we can put it on Instagram too.
Oh, yes, please.
We offer to MC it.
You guys could do the cocktail hour.
We offer to do time for free.
We'll do the rehearsal dinner. I could care less.
We don't care. We just want to be like around them.
But even to your point, just about having female soccer players on the show. Our most popular episodes are with female soccer players.
Really?
Like, the more we do shows with women soccer players, we realize like, oh, this is clearly like an underserved. The audience is like, I don't get to see my favorite players on shows or get to hear them very often. So so they flock to it whenever there's an opportunity.
Yeah, even like when we first met you and heard about you and started to listen to your podcast, I would like immediately had such an appreciation for you guys really do men's content and women's content like balance. Like, it wasn't like, oh, here's the 5 minutes of your last 10 podcasts that you're going to talk about something that happened in female sports. Like, you literally divide, like, you set time to talk about both equally. And just from the beginning, I'm like, you don't get that. Like, you have to like dig through the media to find that kind
unless
of stuff, especially unless it's during the World Cup.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was during like a regular time. So I love that. Oh my
God. We've always been kind of cognizant to the fact that like, we don't want to take the place of like any female that can interview them from a female player from a perspective that they'll understand. And we never will. We just want to say like, yo, how many times have we seen female athletes get interviewed by male people interviewing them? And it's not condescending, but it's always like, so you also play basketball? Wow.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, this person could kick my ass. Like, well, I would never talk to this person this way. Like, when we talk to an athlete, whether it's a male or a female or anything, we just want to have a great, fun conversation.
Yeah, it just flows. Like, I love that about your guys' show.
And it's so funny, like, so many times, like, especially, like, plays like ESPN, it'll be, like, a former NFL player, you know, talking to a woman soccer player, and they're like, oh, I'm bigger and faster anyway. Like, you know, they come from a still authoritative person. Like, you know, he went to school for IT, and I went to school with pasta on my chest. You know what I mean? Like, we're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we know
not,
where we stand.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, we're not important.
I don't know what he's going to say next. It just hits me.
We're not important. We're just dummies with microphones.
I think the bar is really just like, will this guest be entertaining? Will they be fun? Will they be funny? Will they be cool with our personalities? Like, because there are times for men's and women's soccer players where we're like, you know what? We don't think they'll be a good guest. Usually if they're like a very young player, usually younger players are just timid, shy.
Yeah, a little more scared.
You know who you have to get on? Emily Sonnet. I feel like you
I've been trying. Yeah, that love.
Oh, my God.
She's
could you imagine?
Hilarious.
She comes across as so damn funny.
She's so funny. That's all I have to say about her.
I would listen to that interview.
Have you, I'm sorry. Have you ever had, like, what's the most awkward moment you've ever had with a guest on the show? Like, was there ever something that you were like, okay, I took it too far?
Okay.
Well, Alexis probably does that every year.
Like, which,
I feel like
which
you know
episode?
That coming in.
Luckily, nothing, no one's ever, we've never had an instance where, like, after the show, somebody was like, don't air
insulted
that or cut that.
You.
Or no, that, I mean, I would say the one that comes to mind first is you insulting Skyline Chili to Rose Lavelle.
Yeah, she was legitimately upset about it.
So she grew up, Skyline Chili was her childhood food. Like, yeah. It's just like what she has every time she goes to Cincinnati.
You know, like, it just goes to show everyone grows up with struggles.
Explain what that is.
It's pasta with chili on top and then like beans in the chili. And then they put cheese, like pre-shredded cheese, which is trash. And then that's, if you want it with like onions, that's called a three-way. And if you want it with like something else,
it's
called a four-way. It's, by the way, and it's served in a cafeteria, like, I mean, everything about it is a red flag, everything. And it's trash. It's absolute garbage. But apparently, it's like someone who grew up above an Applebee's. They're like, what do you mean it was bad? You know what I mean? Like, they don't get it. And you're like, you ate garbage. This shit came out of like a plastic bin. You know what I mean? Raccoons walk away from the food you're eating. You know what I mean? But Rose was like, never. I don't think anyone's ever said to her, this was bad. It's like when someone first told me, like, hey, you're not allowed to, you shouldn't be swearing in public. I'm a kid from Newark. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't have a knife in my hand. I'm a good person. You know, it's like someone, I shocked her life. And she actually went like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't even want to say God. Like, she also had like 23 people with her. Yeah. She also had like a whole, like,
now after the World Cup, she'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. I was
so shut your mouth.
Most of the transgressions or offenses are Alexis insulting the food that people appreciate.
I can see that.
Yeah. All right. That's usually it.
Yeah. I personally have been a victim of that.
Yeah. You love trash pizza. You love Skyline Chili with your taste buds.
Never had it, but probably would.
What you would call it? Like, I think the moment where I was probably most worried was we interviewed the guy who did the two Escobars.
Oh, yeah.
He directed the two Escobars, famous documentary. Yeah. But he also just recently did a documentary about the Chapecoense plane.
Nosa Chape.
Nosa Chape, yeah. Remember the plane filled with the Chapecoense team that crashed in Colombia?
Yeah,
and everyone died except three players. Mm-hmm. One of them actually played again. Two of them, like, lost their arms and legs. Ugh. So he comes in just knowing that we do soccer content, doesn't know who we are. And he sits down, and we're like, hey, we're going to ask a couple questions, blah, blah, blah. And I said, by the way, we're comedians. Like, we're not going to take this too serious. He's like, well, the documentary I just filmed is about an entire plane full of people dying, so I'd love to see how you make that funny. And I did.
Ooh.
Like, we actually made it funny. Like, we had not the specifically that, but we found jokes. And he actually looked. He goes, ooh, he, like, stopped laughing. He goes, wow, you actually did it.
That's
we were
impressive.
Like, but, like, he said it in a way where, like, I'm like, is he going to be upset when this is over or not? So I think we ended the interview not that much longer after that. And we're like, hey, do you want to take a picture? He would like walked away from us right away. And I was like, oh, no. And he turned around and he goes, yeah, hey, that was really funny. And I was like, oh,
thank God.
Yeah, so much tension being built. I think in the picture, you could see my handshake. I was just worried.
Your pit stains.
Like,
you're like.
Full-blown flop sweat. I just thought he was going to tell like some media company never hire us for anything ever again.
Any press is good press.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
It's weird, but for the most part, we haven't really dealt with that. We haven't dealt with just blatant negativity where people are like, I regret being on your show. It hasn't happened yet.
Thing.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been blocked from some stuff. I'm not going to go into detail with mics in my hand, but I feel like we've been stopped from getting things because of...
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, we've heard like chirps from people and stuff. Like people have been like, I've had it. I think I was like, I'm the most cynical. I'm like the one who's like, nah, man, that person doesn't like us. And then like maybe a year later, somebody like, yeah, I don't think that person likes you. I'm like, I told you.
I knew it.
Yeah, I knew it. So we've had stuff like that, but never anyone that's been on our show.
Okay, that's
cool. I really think that the riches are in the niches. And if you continue to find the actual, like a pattern of as to what works for you, like just drive in that direction. Like you don't have to be so general and like work with everyone.
No. Sure.
Because you can't please everyone. Certainly not with being a comedian too.
Yeah, it's, like it's I think sometimes, you know, and I have these conversations with Alexis. I'm like, we don't have to piss everyone off, right?
But they, like, so should I do this thread?
You guys should do like a reality show on top of your show.
I would love it.
I know, right? I feel like that would be really fun.
But like I do think there is a, like I said, like there is a balance to our personalities. Like I think Alexis is funny and talented, and the risks that he takes are the benefits pay off, right? Like as far as the good things that do happen, yeah, you're gonna break a couple eggs. Break eggs, crack a couple eggs to make an omelet or whatever. Yeah.
Break a couple eggs.
Break them. I just eat the shell, to be honest.
A lot of nutrients in there people don't know about. Semicolon.
So it's worth the risk and whatever. It makes it more fun, you know.
Yeah,
I think to me, I'm like, I like to think that, you know, like a old married couple. Like, I'm the one who will go out and dance first and pull him on a different foot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that kind of person. Like, I'll be the slightly wild one. You know what I mean? But then he's also the one who's like, why don't we pull back here? And more than anybody else in my life, besides maybe my wife, I'll listen to him. Because I'm like, all right, he cares. So if he says this is going too far,
it's in my best interest. Yeah,
I'll take his word on it. Most of the time.
Well, I've met his mother. I met his sister. They're all like, hey, can you just look after him? All right, because we're worried.
Yeah. And we have no control.
My mother and my sister both told my wife, you don't have to marry him. Like before we got married, no one said it to me. Everyone was like, you lucky son of a bitch. Everyone in my life told her, like, you don't have to do this. But my mother actually said to her, if you do this, he's yours now. I don't want him
back. Out of my hands.
Legitimately said that. By the way, I'm in the room. This isn't hearsay.
You guys are at the altar.
Yeah. Put the mic down, Ma. It's my wedding.
How much did you torture your parents when you were younger?
Mother only. enough. Yeah.
His dad got out early.
Yeah. My dad's like, whew, dodge the bullet. I think for the most part, I've always been someone who thinks it's funny when you say something or do something you shouldn't. And I look at everyone like crazy, right? Because I don't mean to do it. I just think, wouldn't it wild that we can or someone might do that? And they're like, you just did, you know?
Be yourself. That is the moral of the story. And it will pay off.
It somehow will. Like, no one believed. When I told my mother I was going to do comedy, like I have been doing comedy for 10 years. She's never seen me perform once. She's still wildly embarrassed about it. She tells people I'm looking for work. But when the television show came out, like, she's like, okay, it paid off.
Oh, yeah. So do your families watch?
Yeah. Awesome. No, your mom does.
I think my mother covers when I'm on the screen just to see him.
No, it's been wild. My family's been, with comedy, they've been supportive. My family's like, look, if you're not asking us for money, asking us to support you, we've done our job, right? So they've been fine. Like, I've been getting into anything, because I went to school for computer science, and I was trying to follow in my brother's footsteps, who basically did the same thing. And then when I started doing comedy, they were like, look, as long as you can take care of yourself, like, we're fine with it. And then I'm starting to see, like, now that because of the TV show, I'm seeing extended family. Now they're, like, watching really paying attention to, like, my comedy career. And
you're like, where have you been the last 10 years?
I know, right? Yeah. So, well, that's been a weird thing. Like, a lot of my younger cousins, I'm like, they just grew up. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm just like, I've seen them 5 times in a decade. Like, it's, like, ridiculous. And I feel bad about it. But then one of my cousins, I brought him to the Atletico Real Madrid game that was at MetLife.
The ICC one.
The ICC game.
RIP Real Madrid, by the way.
And I hadn't, I see him once or twice a year or whatever. And
Sweet kid,
15 years old. And I'm just talking to him, and he knows everything about soccer. He's obsessed with soccer. He's
really?
Like, and I'm realizing, oh, he watches the show. He listens to the show.
Aww.
And he can't. And he's like, I'm like, this is me. This is me at 15 years old. So that kind of stuff is like, oh, okay. Well, I'm like,
that's awesome. That's
cool. I'm like, oh, I don't want to necessarily be a role model per se, but like, at least for him to, I feel like I'm helping him get into like a more reasonable path as opposed to the alternatives that I witnessed as a kid, and I chose to not go down and stuff like that. So that's been
that's
the cool
so
part.
Cool.
Also, like,
that's
at
cool.
My grandmother's funeral, my grandmother passed away, 2 weeks ago? And Christian I'm shows sorry. Up a little bit. No, thank you. My Christian shows up a little bit later and sits right behind the row I'm in. Next to me is my sister. Next to her is my nephew. And my sister just got divorced, so my nephew's going through a little bit. He's 8 years old. He doesn't really understand it, but he's kind of, you could see him going through like a rough patch. And he turned around and saw Christian, and he knows me. He tells people, he calls me Funko. He's like, Funko's on YouTube. Funko's on TV. He knows me. But he turns around and saw Christian, and I think the realization of like, that's the guy. Yeah. And I just turned around and saw Christian. Christian made like a big face, like, ah, it's me, you know? And he was just like, he looked.
Wait, what was the face you made?
I don't remember. I just said hello.
Because he's looking at him.
We're also in a church during a mass. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not making clown faces.
Christian's making a dog out of a balloon. I'm like, Christian, a bit much. My grandmother's dead body is a foot away from me.
She's
like,
right there, buddy.
Yeah, the embalming fluid is still warm. Would you mean, please? My mother's crying, Christian. Oh, no, she's laughing. Thank you for letting her squeeze your nose. No, Christian made a face like, yeah, it's me. Like, you know, you can see the kid was shocked. And he whispered to my sister, and I heard him. He's like, that's the guy who's always on TV with Funko. Aww. And in that moment, like, he won't say it to me because he knows me. But, like, in that moment, I realized, like, oh.
Like, that's cool, yeah.
The kid's growing up with, like, someone in his family on TV, that certainly didn't happen to me, you know what I mean? Every once in a while, I watch TV, like, is that dad? Is that my dad? You know, but, you know.
While watching Cops.
Yeah. Oh, hiding under the kiddie pool? Must have been him.
Are you my father?
That's where I would have been.
What is the coolest place or, like, person who's recognized you? Was there a moment when, like, you were, like, on the street?
What's the coolest place to hide on Cops? In the cop car. They'll never expect it.
I mean, we were just at the Philadelphia Union match against NYCFC at Talon Energy Stadium, and we were, like, filming some stuff and walking around the stadium, and just, like, we're right by the pitch, and people in the stands are like,
that's cool.
Cooligans, or they screaming, yeah, baby.
Some like, guys yell, yeah, baby, which is how we started our show.
So yes.
Yeah. Like, when I heard it, I was like, oh, my God, that's me. And I turned around, the guy's, like, waving at us, and I said, Christian.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Awesome. You did podcasts for so long, so, like, your face didn't ever have to be associated with
right.
It was you guys were voices. So, like, even to be able to be, like, now seen and recognized and people pointing you out, that's got to be kind of funny.
It is cool. I think the way we first met was I was on microphone. We were on the microphone in Miami. And Shannon was like, I think I know your voice, right? Yeah. You were like, do you know a lot about pizza or something like that?
I remember
you saying that.
Yeah. And then you called your brother. I was on FaceTime. I'm like, what's up? I'm the dude who knows a lot about pizza, you know?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. I think for me, the biggest person that's, like, recognized me is when we were doing the ICC event in Charlotte. Megan Rapinoe's, like, wild late. And we had, like, the IFBs in, or someone had it. I heard somebody, either they told us or somebody said, like, eyes on Megan. So, like, oh, she's here, you know? So we run off stage. And I was like, yo, I think she's here. And the crowd goes wild. We run off stage and we're just waiting for her. And there's, like, all these little girls lined up screaming, chanting her name, going nuts. Like, they're not even waiting by the stage. They're waiting next to the stage just to see her, like, at their height level. And I was, like, freaking out. I was like, yo, this is, like, a superstar right now. You're, like, you felt like a helicopter was going to land on top of the stage. She would come out. And she walks up and her handler's talking to her for a second. And she kind of gives us a look. Like, she sees us standing there. We're in the same shirt. We're holding mics. She gives us, like, a hold on. Talks to the handler and turns around, and I'm, like, ready to go. I'm like, hey, what's up, Megan? What's up? I'm Alexis Christian with a cool. She's like, yeah, no, I know who you guys are. She's
that's
like,
cool.
She goes, we've heard your show before, like, we've heard it, and she's like, love your Ali Krieger interview. And I was like,
yeah,
and like,
that's cool.
Moment stood still for a, I was like, yo,
yeah.
Megan Rapinoe knows someone who the president tried to clap back at. Wow, knows who I am. I'm like, shouts to Megan.
I mean, when so at the Women's National Team Media Day, when Ali Krieger hugged us, was
I witnessed it.
Yeah, was unbelievable. I expected a nice, like, hello or whatever.
That's like a level
whatever.
Of comfort with someone, really.
Dude, and it
actually got brought up in a meeting.
In a meeting with U.S. Soccer.
With U.S. Soccer.
And they were like, we've never seen the players be that comfortable around,
cool.
like, media people before.
That's like when you go to, like, on those days when you go to introduce yourself or reintroduce and they, like, look at you and she gave you a hug.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
And I'll never forget her handler was like, hey, because they had these tables, you were there. They had the table set up with their names. It's weird, but like all reporters would wait at the table of the person they wanted to interview, and it said Ali Krieger, and the table's filled with reporters. And she walks up to us, hugs us, we're like BSing, joking around. It was like seeing a friend you hadn't seen in a couple months. And the handler goes, hey, Ali, you're needed at the table. And she goes, relax, I'm talking to my buds. And when she said buds, my heart skipped.
It was ridiculous.
That's great.
Like, I wanted to melt. I wanted to melt.
That's so great.
But I'll never forget, we were in a meeting with U.S. Soccer, and it started off as not a great meeting because of things we've said. Actually, at the media. So we'll explain it off mic. So like I came in like loaded for bear, like I'm ready for war in this meeting, like not war, but like it's a serious meeting and we're going to handle this business and I don't want to gloss over it. I want to get this off the table. I don't like when things like that are hanging in the air. And the dude was like really relaxed and chill. And towards the end of the meeting, he was like, yeah, he's like, you know, we all knew who you were and we were all unsure, not really sure how comedians fit into what we're doing. Maybe you don't, your presence isn't needed in these media events.
We've had that.
Yeah all the time. So constantly.
Yeah. Like, they don't really know what to do with us. And in my mind, I'm like, dude, all your stuff is antiquated. Like, you need us, you know? But I was like, very respectful. He goes, the moment it changed for me, he's like, when I saw Allie run in and hug you guys, he was like, that's the moment I realized, like, oh, they are building bonds with the players that we can't do on our own. Yep. Yeah. And so I was like, okay. Like, and
I'll
we
take
fought
that.
To get that interview. Allie said she couldn't. Her handler said she couldn't at the U.S. Coaches Convention. And then she did the podcast next to us. And me and Christian were like, just got up naturally, went over to her, and we just started riffing with her and just joking around. And I said to Christian, I was like, if we make her laugh, she'll want to do the show. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a risk I'm willing to take. And her handlers were trying to get her away, and she was like, no, I'm having fun talking to these guys. So we had a little bit of a rapport with her before she sat down.
That's good.
But she looked at her handler. She's like, I want to do their show. Get
imagine
me on their
that
show.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I want a handler.
Oh, dude, totally. Security? Want to get him. Two-foot him.
I will. Yeah. Don't worry.
Carly, wrap him up in that scarf.
Yeah. Kick him in the shins.
No, I just it sounds like you guys are truly creating, like, your presence in the soccer space, which is so freaking cool. And I just feel like the community you're creating, like, you guys have a group of hundreds, thousands of cooligans out there who are like, you guys are like making people love soccer. And I just think that's really freaking cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I see, like, I look at it as like, who's our era? You know, like that happens a lot in comedy. Like, who's from my era? You know, like when we started and we did open mics together with a lot of, some of them are superstars and some of them are just like not doing comedy anymore. But you think about your era. Like when I think about like us walking into comedy, I'm sorry, into soccer, like who's of our era? I to me, like you guys. And I know you guys were doing it before we got involved, but like I view you guys as like kind of like we can do the same things at the same places. Like we cross each other's paths a lot and we're both going through a lot of the same things, like as far as like the respectability that we're getting and like the level of respect we're getting, I should say. So like for me, it's like I like this community. I like the fact that like there's people within the soccer sphere that we could go to, like you guys, and be like, here's what's happening. What the fuck?
Yeah and I
out calling each other influencers because that's the worst.
Well, and at least like
because we're not. We know how to talk.
Exactly.
Within the
influencers are just cute on Instagram. Yeah.
Within
and
the
we ain't cute on Instagram.
never a day in my life.
The comedy community is just built on like one of the things we always say is like you'll never get more work than from other comedians, mm-hmm. right? So you have to work together. You have to be. You have to your era. The people that you come up with. You know what is it? Rises to the top, whatever.
Yeah, high tide, the rising tide.
Rising tide. I can't get any of these things today.
How did you become me today?
No idea. Anyway.
Break a couple eggs and the tide goes up.
Rising tide lifts all boats. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. But the one thing that's been really cool in this kind of just progression in the soccer space is us being able to have you guys on our show, have like people like Aaron West or Yael. And it's just like.
Yael's mom.
Yeah, well, Yael's mom, right?
Like,
Gloria is the best.
She's the consigliere of the cooligans, but she's the best.
So it's like, why can't we all just like, there's no reason to we don't have to cut each other's throat. We can all just support each other.
We can all just get along.
All figure out how to like grow in the soccer space and then also figure out how to make the sport more relevant because the people at the top, like U.S. soccer is trying, look, U.S. just lost to Canada. They can't fit, like they're frustrated. They figure out.
They got their own shit to worry about.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, this has been a, as comedians, it's like, well, maybe this is the thing that we can contribute to helping the sport maybe in the next 20 years.
Whenever anyone asks us what we do, like I feel like it's a genre that doesn't exist yet. And we've said that about you guys too. Like there's no one that puts the spin on soccer and the soccer spin on comedy the way that you guys do. And when you're like creating your own genre, you can really do whatever the F you want with it. Like you can be, you can literally make it whatever you want to make it and bring people into it and choose what you want to do. So it's so cool that you guys are doing that because you really, like, there's no way to describe it and put you in a category, which is cool.
And Christian and I from the beginning have said, like, as soon as we get some food, everybody eats. I
don't Alexis want gets the most food.
This is the mafia.
No, I mean, I'm going to take a bit. Y'all can have some. Smell the pork. I'm going to eat it. Yeah. I'll smack your hand if you go for the one-on-one. Fuck it. But to us, it's like the moment we got the TV show, was like, to us, it was like a bit of a validation for us just to be like, look, somebody gets it. But then as soon as we got it, we're like, all right, who could we put on? Mm-hmm. Who isn't getting the opportunity? When Aaron West left Copa 90, I said, yo, grab a microphone. You know, grab a microphone on Cooligans. Like, you'll be the third mic. We've never done that for anybody. No one's ever been a part of the entire episode. But that's I was like, cool. Aaron, get out there. Get your voice out. Just let people know who you are, not behind the lens of another company. And maybe it helped. Maybe it didn't. Who knows and who cares? At the end of the day, like, I want him to know we appreciate who he is. And we would do the same thing for you guys. And we would do the same thing for anyone that we think is, you know, from our era that, you know, helped us out or at least believed in us or cared to talk to us. Because a lot of times in this business, you walk in and a lot of it is like maybe sometimes it's like former players who are like, oh, who are these guys? Or maybe it's someone who's been in the media business for a long time. And they're like, who are these folks? And they don't want to share. It's like, all right, well, if we find a way to get a meal, everyone that's not eating is going to eat.
Yeah. It's just like it's collabing. And it's sometimes I feel like people just like kind of like go in their own direction. And it's very selfish. They just want to win. They want to win. They don't want to share the, you know, experience with anyone else. But it goes back to, like, soccer teams. Like, you guys can have a team goal and work for each other, and, like everyone will win rather than you just being the one who scored the goal. Yeah. Like,
sure.
It's so different, and I just feel like it is about the collabing. It's okay to, like, involve other people in your successes, and it only helps.
It only helps you, and it
helps everyone.
We've learned that from comedy. The idea, there's no, like, comedy isn't a thing where there's one comedian. You know what I mean? Like, everybody can perform. Anyone, like, if I get a show and Christian hasn't done it yet, I tell them about Christian. If Christian does a show that I haven't done yet, he tells me about me. Because the moment he steps off stage, that's now an open opportunity again. It's not, there's not just one for all. And I think soccer, maybe it's not exactly like that, but soccer can have those elements where if we get an opportunity and there's something else that's added to that that we can't fulfill or we can't do, Soccer Girl Probs is the first people we recommend, or these are the people the first people recommend. It's like, let's get someone else to eat a little bit. Like, it doesn't have to be us doing all of it. I want to make all the money.
All your analogies are about food.
Yeah, of course. I'm starving right now.
No, we relate and we understand because of that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you guys run a lot, so you should eat as much as I eat. Yeah.
So what's next for you guys?
Take over the world, yo.
Pinky and
I think right now it's just kind of settle into. I mean, we've only been doing the TV show 6 weeks. Kind of figuring out how to do a TV show.
Is that a hard adjustment? Like caring what you look like while you talked. Like,
well, you guys always videoed your podcast. Right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we care.
It wasn't for television.
It's a little.
Do you guys get makeup?
We don't get makeup.
We have, but we don't, like, normally. It's not a part of our, like, routine.
Sure.
Right? I mean, I brought my own blush.
I mean, I see that eyeliner on you.
Your voice stays foundationed up. You know what I mean?
I've always had these kitten eyes on television. What do you mean?
But to us, it's like, they want us to switch sometimes our clothes for the second hour, because that's the Thursday episode. Mm-hmm. So now I've, like,
you guys just switch outfits.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, hilarious. He's swimming in it. I'm like, someone help me. Cut it off, man. You know, what are you going to wear? I won't wear that sometimes. Like,
God. Yeah. Shannon and all the time. I show up in the most, like, severely patterned things. We match unique items. We'll wear them on the same day every time.
Yeah.
And we never check in.
No, we should.
We just wear it.
We'll do that.
We're going to Trader Joe's. Leave us alone. Big sunglasses, huge tote bag. It says, what did you say? There's riches in the niches.
You're going to hate my engagement photos that I'm about to post. Who is that?
Every photo Carly's ever posted seems like the slow montage in a country music song.
Wow. You're going to die when you
see this. This is literally... You should put country music to it.
Please
that
don't.
Would be really
it's in a bucket. What do they say?
It's the worst music in the world. It's just the worst. Who listens to country
I actually
music?
Really like country music.
Country music is very popular, Alexis. Well, I don't know if you know that.
Say,
country music is music for people who can't dance. I want you to know that.
You sway.
Maybe I should.
You should see her dance.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Ben Stiller from Along Came Polly.
I think Carly's confused. No, she's dancing. I think Carly's upset with her order. No.
Where can our fans watch it? Like,
so
can
if
we
you
put
have
the link in the
if you have a Fubo TV subscription, you can watch. But you can watch it for free on FuboSportsNetwork.com.
Also, Samsung Plus Network. Zumo Network,
really?
Roku channel.
I got Roku.
So there's
us.
So Fubo Sports Network is the channel, and it's available on those other platforms.
And I think it's 8 o'clock
In every time zone.
In every time zone.
So they don't.
It's not. That's so smart.
So yeah. Used to hate figuring that on Nickelodeon when they'd say like 8-7 Central.
Central, and you're like, what does that mean? They're only seven. Like, yo,
who gets this an hour early? You know? So yeah, like we're at 8 o'clock, no matter where you are.
Yeah, and if
we're right behind you.
Also, where that's can scary. Our fans follow you guys? Like Instagram and all of that.
Yeah,
kind of stuff.
At Soccer Cooligans for the all the Cooligans count, and then Christian.
You'll see our stuff. On
yeah,
there.
Christian Polanco, Christian underscore Polanco on Instagram, Chris Polanco on Twitter.
I'm at Not Alexis on everything.
We'll put it that's all in the
very
in the description.
Fluid. That's
okay, yeah. Last thing, we just need you guys to make your announcement or your ask for Ashlyn and Allie's wedding. So let's.
Okay.
Oh. This is so much pressure.
I hope you have a speech.
Your elevator not, pitch to get to the wedding
we
of the year.
Okay.
Oh, you're.
We're not.
Okay. So you tell us when.
Oh, we're going.
Oh, we're going. Okay.
Hey, Crashlin.
Hey. Hey, Allie. Hey, Ashlyn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at this. Like on sliders. And everything.
Oh, much better. Hey. Get your seating.
Christian, why do you look like you have a rod in your back?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
We would love to attend your wedding. Remember how much fun, Allie, you had on our podcast?
I know. And at Media Day. How fun was that? We hugged. Wouldn't it be nice to hug again?
Wouldn't it be fun?
On your wedding day.
Hey, Ashlyn, remember when we asked you who's gullier, you or Allie? And we giggled and we laughed. And I said, yo, you got a Cuban link chain. That's so dope. Tell us what to wear to your wedding. We'll wear it. Please, we just want to be there. We'll host it. We'll serve food. You know, you need extra waiters? I'm Latino. People give me their drink orders at weddings all the time, regardless of whether I'm working there or not.
Anything we got to do. So
have we been holding hands this whole time? Kind of.
But it's for you.
It's for you. We'll do anything. We'll dance together. You want to learn how to dance salsa, merengue? We got you, bachata.
Done.
Will you play the bongos if needed?
I'll bring my own Babaloo. Remember Ricky Ricardo, Desi Arnaz?
Okay. We will even submit ourselves to, stereotypes.
Regardless of I'm married to a redhead. I practically live that life now. Please.
But please invite us to your wedding. We would love to be there.
We're fun. We're fun.
We're trying. Guys.
I think they're going to get a restraining order.
She's going to call you and be like, never contact
me. We're not inviting you to anything besides the police department.
Oh, that's it. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for having us on, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.